الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه صدق الله العلي العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله we thank Allah and we praise Allah. We glorify Allah and we express our gratitude to Allah for His numerous bounties and His favors which He has bestowed upon us in each and every way. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the faith that He has given to us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the peace and the security and for the protection which He has rendered to us. For certainly, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, wherever man finds himself living, whichever place on the face of the earth, whichever city, whichever village, whichever country, whichever continent he finds himself living in, and whatever time he lives, in the time which has been given by Allah, in whatever era he finds himself living in, he is bound to be confronted with that which is known as trials and difficulties. Wherever a man finds himself living, wherever he might be on the face of the earth, and whichever time he finds himself living in, whether he happens to be fortunate from among the children of the prophets, or he happens to find himself living at the time of Isa alayhi salam, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or Ibrahim alayhi salam, or he happens to be living at the time of Fir'aun and Haman and Namrud and Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, whether he lives in a palace or he lives in a cave, he is certainly bound to encounter some sort of hardship, some sort of difficulty, some sort of trial in his life. This is something that is connected to life. Life itself goes on like that. This is the cycle of life, that there are ups and there are downs. There are days of happiness and there are days of sadness and sorrow. Calamities will befall nations. Hardships will come over a people from one to the other. Sometimes a person might not be afflicted with something which has touched another people, but that does not mean that he is free from anything. A nation might be such that they are vulnerable to hurricanes and storms. So therefore, they will be struck by a hurricane and a storm. Another nation might be so protected by the land that surrounds them that it is difficult that they can ever be destroyed by a hurricane or storm. But they are not free from an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. One land might be such that they might be flooded out. Too much of water, that the water will destroy animals, and the water will destroy crops, and the water will destroy homes and houses of people. And another land will suffer with no water at all, that they will die out of thirst and starvation, drought and famine will strike that land. One land might be such that they are struck with poverty, extreme poverty. No wealth in the land. People have to suffer. There is nothing to eat. No jobs offered. People can hardly work for a daily bread, because poverty has struck that nation and that land and that country. But another land might be so good They are so prosperous. There is so much wealth that every day and night, acts of stealing takes place that not a single citizen in that land feels secured because of the rampant and widespread stealing, because of the amount of wealth that lies in that land. A land may have peace, aman, safety, but the leaders are oppressors and tyrants. The leaders, sure, it is free from murder, it is free from killing, but the people in the land suffer from the oppressive leaders and the tyrants they have. They work, it is seized. Their work, it is taken away. Everything belongs to that person. Communist rule. The capital type of rule. People, they live in safety. Yes, everything seems to be going good. But the rule of the day, it's the rule of tyrants and oppressors. Like the days of the past. Who can possibly commit a murder in the kingdom of Pharaoh? No one. No one can commit a murder in Pharaoh's land. No one can steal in Pharaoh's land. But he was such an oppressor and tyrant ruler, the people will give anything to come out from under his clutches. So while one land may be safe and sound, but they are afflicted with the type of rule and governance. Another land may have good rulers. They may have good governance. The rule and the order is not tyrant. It is not of tyrant rulers. It's not tyranny. It's not oppressors. But there is widespread murder and killing. And there is widespread kidnapping. And there is widespread corruption. Somewhere along the line, someone has to suffer from something or the other. It's either too much that gives the rise for every type of sin, and it is either none at all that you die out of starvation and want and poverty. It is something you and I obviously may not be struck with other things. Alhamdulillah, what is going on in different parts of the world today of hunger and starvation, and what is going on with some parts of the world today that people cannot get sufficient to eat. There is malnutrition. People are dying out of thirst. People cannot grow. Young children are dying one after the other. You and I are not suffering from that. Allah has blessed us with many things. When we look at the media and see what goes on, where people live in the desert area, in deserted area, that there is absolutely nothing, that for days they cannot get a meal, for days they cannot get water. Planes have to bring ration from millions of miles away. Once in the week, once in the month, they will get something to eat. While you and I do not have that, yet we live in a land that many people do not feel safe. That is a different type of trial, and that's a different type of fitna that comes to people who do not suffer from another thing. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. We shall certainly test you with fear. You will become fearful. You will live a life that you will become scared. You will be frightened. Frightened from someone or frightened for something. You will be struck with khawf. And you will be suffering, and you will also be tried with starvation and hunger. So one to the next, from one to the other thing, something is sure to touch a person. A person who has everything in his life. Subhanallah. He may not be in a state of want. He may not be in a state that he's desirous of what other people has with them. But probably Allah may inflict him with such a sickness that he struggles night and day with that sickness. A person, everything might be going very good for him, but something in his household might not be going very good. So all in all, my dear respected brothers, all in all, what we are saying is that wherever you may find yourself living, or I may find myself living, whether it was 1,000 years ago, whether it is now, or 2,000 years in the future, man must be confronted with things that are known as fitan, trials, difficulties, and hardships. From one to the next, it will go on. And the world will go on like this. And it will never stop. And from one era, it will be going into another era. If you live at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either you had to be on his side or you had to be on the other side. Anywhere you go, there is a trial. And we live now, and then we will go on living, and people will continue to go on living, and then Imam Mahdi will come, and Isa alayhi salam will return, and you have to find yourself with one party or the other party. And whichever way you go, it is a trial in itself. It is like a heavy, it is like a burden or a difficulty, because it is not free from something or the other. Islam teaches us a beautiful lesson. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us beautiful, beautiful teachings. Why? Because you and I believe that every single thing is controlled by the supreme maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our belief. If there is an oppressive ruler, he did not come there for his own. Allah controls and governs the world, and Allah has put him there. And if there is a peace-loving ruler, and there is a ruler, and the governance is with goodness, like that of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, like that of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, justice and fairness prevails on the face of the earth. This man did not put himself there. Allah has placed him there for a reason. Every single thing is under the full control and governance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you become sick, this is something that was sent by Allah and Allah alone. And when that sickness goes away, that cure could only come from Allah and Allah alone. If we have today, it is from Allah. And if we do not have tomorrow, that is also from Allah. That is the root of the belief of every single believer on the face of the earth. There is no other belief besides that type of belief. As such, when we are struck with poverty, that is from Allah. When we are struck with starvation, that is from Allah. When we are struck with fear, and there is fear in our hearts because of the environment, because of the surrounding, because of someone who is a wicked person, because of someone who is a jealous person, because of someone who wants to cause harm to you and I, our family members, that is also done by Allah. Allah is the one who causes situations to come about, and Allah is the one who puts an end to situations and conditions also. The one who put Fir'aun to rule, such a wicked ruler, such a cruel ruler, Allah knew who he was, and Allah placed him there, is the same one who sent Musa to destroy the kingdom of Pharaoh and put it to an end. So Allah can put up a person, and Allah will also put down a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in complete control of every single thing. And whatever affair that you or I am in, as the Holy Quran says, that you cannot be in any affair from among all your affairs of peace and security, or fear, or hunger and starvation, or that you are filled.
You cannot be in any fear of the amount of affairs that will come to you, except Allah knows your state and Allah knows what is over you. Because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you may go through and what I may go through. And Allah will know in what ways we are suffering. And Allah knows what are our fears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in His beautiful, in the beautiful teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that since you, O believer, believe that Allah is the controller and governor, then know that whatever situation you are in, you should turn to Allah for help, and He shall render that help and assistance to you. And Allah will take you out of that situation. And Allah will take that fear out of your hearts. And Allah will take that cruel person away from you. And Allah will put an end to your calamities. And Allah will put an end to the miseries that come to you one after the other, if you only turn towards Allah. This is why the Holy Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, whosoever puts their reliance and whosoever puts their trust on Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is sufficient for him. It did happen at a time, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the fact that there were many tribes. Some of the tribes who were against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers, they were always making that effort to capture the believers and to put them under persecution and to tie them and to cause harm to them. And so one Sahabi and one companion was caught by one of the close by tribes who wanted to cause harm to the Muslims. He was caught and he was tied with leather on a pillar. And he was not given food and water, and days were passing. And someone informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what had taken place to this companion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to this companion in a hidden manner, yani not publicly and openly in private, that there is a verse in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The ending part of the verse, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to him, recite this verse constantly. What does the verse mean? At the end of the verse, there is the powerful ayah. If people turn away from you, then say, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for me. I do not need you. I do not need your help. I do not need your sympathy. I do not need your compassion and your mercy. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for me. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, upon Him I put my trust. My full reliance is that Allah is all-powerful. If Allah is the one who has created this universe, has created the sun and the moon, and He moves the sun and the moon, and He creates every situation, and the massive oceans Allah has created, is it difficult for Allah to release me and let me go away? Subhanallah. What is difficult for Allah? عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ, upon Allah I put my trust, my confidence and reliance, because He, Allah, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ, there is no one besides Him and Him alone. There is no one besides Him. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْأَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Subhanallah. He continued to recite it for a few days, and the buckles and the leather and the straps loosed off for themselves. It just went loose, and he got up and he went away fearless, without any fear. So sure, the Holy Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, Whosoever places their trust upon Allah, Allah shall surely be sufficient for them. If we entrust ourselves in the care of Allah, surely Allah is sufficient. Whether there is any physical means or not, Allah shall be sufficient for anyone who places the trust on Him. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this same advice to a young Sahabi, to his cousin Abdullah bin Abbas, which is such a beautiful narration. The narration of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, which is recorded by Imam Tirmizi, and Imam Tirmizi says it is a hasan, a sound, and a good hadith. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, Kuntu khalfa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawman. Once Abdullah bin Abbas was very young. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already a grown up prophet, over 40 years. Abdullah bin Abbas was about 8 or 9 years of age. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of love for him, that whenever he will ride on a camel, on a horse, he will put Abdullah bin Abbas behind him on the same mount. And while they were riding, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was behind him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ghulam, O young boy. Abdullah bin Abbas responded, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah said, O alimuka kalimatin, let me teach you some words of advice. Let me give you some words. Words of wisdom. Words that will be an advice to all of us. In fact, this tradition, it is such a beautiful hadith. It is such a comprehensive narration that Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, he himself said, when I read this tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I pondered over it so much, and I was so amazed with its beautiful teaching that I started to get lightheaded. Over and over, I was so amazed. It is for the same reason the great scholar Hafiz ibn Rajab Hanbali, he says, unfortunate is that believer who is ignorant of this hadith and the teachings of the hadith. Let's listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Such a beautiful tradition that you and I can use it as a guide for our lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ibn Abbas, when he said to him, let me teach you some words, let me give you some advice and give you some good counsel, he said to Ibn Abbas, Ihfadillah, be mindful of Allah, my young boy. Always be mindful of Allah. Always be obedient to Allah. Always do what Allah has ordered you to do. The commandments that Allah has given to you, the commandments that your Lord has given to you, do not become negligent in that. Always be obedient to Allah. You be mindful of Allah. You are doing something, think whether it is lawful or it is unlawful. You are doing something, think whether it is good or bad. You are saying something, think about whether it is good or bad. You are always mindful of Allah. And when you are mindful of Allah, يَحْفَظُكَ, Allah will protect you, subhanallah. Allah will protect you. In other words, when you are mindful of Allah, Allah will be mindful of you. He goes further to explain that when a person becomes mindful of his Rabb and his Lord, and he's always conscious of doing the things that are pleasing to Allah, that he gets so much attention from Allah, he gets so much protection from Allah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ihfadillah, O my young boy, you be mindful of Allah, be mindful of your Lord, tajiduhu tujahak, you shall surely find him right in front of you, subhanallah. What does it mean? You shall surely find him right in front of you. That you will find yourself in situations. You will wish that there is someone to help you. You will find yourself in so much trouble that you will wish there is someone to help you. You will find yourself in a calamity that you will wish that someone can come and bail you out of that. The Rasul is saying that if you are always mindful of Allah, before you can even think about making dua to Allah, you shall find Allah right there for you, waiting for you, subhanAllah. Before you can even think about what you should do, before you can think, you are going through a difficult problem, an extremely difficult problem. You are sitting back, you are depressed, headache, problems. You are thinking, which way should I turn to? Who should I call for help? You are picking up the phone. Who will be there that to help me? And before you can imagine, someone is waiting right there for you. Brother, it seems that you are not feeling good. Can I help you? What is your problem? Subhanallah. You shall find Allah right in front of you if you are mindful of Allah. If you are mindful of Allah. He goes further to say to his young cousin, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ, whenever you ask for anything, you live a life that your life is filled with wants and needs and necessities. Every day in your life, you need something else. Today you need money, tomorrow you need health. The other day you need security. The other day you need rain. The other day you need sun. Something you need. Every single day you need something. And when you need it, what do? You ask. Man is bound to ask. Man is bound to ask. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ, whenever you ask, فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ, you ask Allah, subhanallah. You ask Him. Because Allah has with Him what people do not have. You will go to a man, he will turn you down. You will go to your best friend and he will turn you down. You will go to someone that you have held for your entire life. He will also turn you down. Allah will never turn you down. You may have committed your entire life in sins. Your days and your nights were filled with wicked deeds and evil deeds. And you go before Allah and you shed one tear before Allah. And say, oh Allah, I realize I cannot live without you. I really need your help. And see how Allah works his miracle in your life. Man, your entire life will be filled in doing good things to another human being. And one thing you did not give to him, he say, I can't help you. Remember one time I needed help? I can't help you. Allah will forget your millions of sins and look at the smallest deed that you have done and say, okay, I will help you. There is some hope for reformation. There is hope for goodness. Go ahead. This is why man will turn and close their doors on another one. The world will close their doors. Allah will never close his doors. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, when you ask, ask from Allah and Allah alone. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ, and whenever you seek help, you need help in something, you are crying and you are weeping, and you are shedding all your tears before a doctor, please save my wife and save my mother. It's the only child I have in my life. Please do what you can do to save my child. And you are shedding tears one after the other. You are crying before others. They say, I can't do anything. Allah says, you're wasting your time. You need help? Don't you know who you have to ask for help? Allah has commanded us to say the thing so many times in our salat. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, it is you we are asking for help. Allah has commanded us to say it because when we say it, we remember it more frequently than when we do not say it. So when you seek help, you will need help in nearly everything you do on the face of the earth. In your upbringing of children, in having children, in marriage, in nurturing your children, in every single thing, in your work and everything. There is absolutely not a single thing that a man will do in his life that he does not need help. So when we need help, what do we do? إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ, when you need help, فَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ, seek help from Allah and Allah alone. You shall see how Allah helps you. Then, the core of the teachings of the hadith comes up, which is a teaching which teaches us, subhanallah, what our belief should be. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he says, wa'alam, know very well, believe in this, and always know this. Wa'alam, anna al-ummata لو اجتمعت, know well that if the whole of mankind were to gather together, all of them, not one, if all of mankind were to gather together, على أن ينفعوك بشيء, to benefit you in some way, to help you. You need some help, you need some benefit. And all the human beings have gathered together to help you. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. They will never ever be able to help you except only in that thing which Allah has written for you. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. Not only one person. Many people, hundreds of thousands of people will come around you. They will come to try to help you. The Prophet says, they will not be able to help you except it be the will of Allah and only what Allah wills. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا, and if they were to gather together, عَلَىٰ أَن يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ, if they were to gather together to cause some harm to you, someone wants to kill you, someone wants to steal your money, someone wants to burn down your business, someone wants to kidnap your child, someone wants to shoot down your house, and not only one person, the whole world, they are coming together to cause that harm to you, to finish you off. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? If all of them, not one person, not one country and continent, walau anna al-ummata, the whole nation, subhanallah, you turn in the right, there is some people waiting there for you. You want to run away to your left, there are others waiting there for you. You want to run in front, there are some waiting there for you. You want to go in the back, some waiting for you. Even if you get a chance to jump up, there are some waiting there for you. The whole nation has surrounded you to do what? To cause some harm to you. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. They will never be able to cause a single harm to you, only to the extent which Allah has written for you. That is all. They will not be able to do that. They will not be able to do that. Rufi al-aqlam. The pens of qadr and destination has been lifted. Wajaffat al-suhufu. And the pages have gone dry. What is there, only that will come to pass. And if your death is not written in that way, it cannot happen. And if your life is not written to end in that manner, it will never happen. And if Allah has written a life of peace and security and welfare for you, no man can take that away. And if Allah has written prosperity for you, no man on the face of the earth can take that away. And if Allah has written health for you, no man on the face of the earth can make you sick. Whatever belongs to you, which Allah has written for you, no man can take that away from you. If Allah has given you bravery in your heart, no one can take it away. If Allah has given you cowardice, no man can take it away also. Everything is controlled and governed by Allah. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whatever is to happen to you is written already. No new situation will arise which is not known in the sight of Allah. Further on, the hadith goes on to say, ta'arraf ila Allahi fi ar-rakha ya'rifka fi shiddati. You remember Allah. Get to know Allah in the times of prosperity. Allah will know you in the times of adversity, subhanallah. When you are happy and you are seeing all the blessings of your life, don't forget Allah. Don't let the happiness and the joy of what you are enjoying make you forgetful of Allah. When you are happy and you are seeing good times and you are seeing prosperity and you are really happy, and that is the time a man will often forget Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you get to know Allah and you get to remember Allah at that time, remember adversity will strike you, remember misery will touch you, remember calamities will touch you. If you get to remember Allah and know Allah at a time when you are in prosperity, Allah will surely remember you and know you in times of adversity. He says again, wa'alam. He says to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, my young boy, my dear boy, know very well and understand this. He says, innama asabaka lam yakun liyukhti'aka. Know very well that whatever has touched you, it was never written to pass you straight. Subhanallah. Sometimes people develop an attitude, only if I had done that, this would not have happened. Only if I had done this, that would not have happened. Only if I went there, this would never have happened. If I had placed everything and put everything in place, I would have been a better person. This is the core of our belief in Qadr. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكَ. Know well, O believers, the Prophet is saying, whatever has touched you, sickness, calamity, a trial, whatever has come to you, لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْتِئَكَ. It was not written to pass you straight. It was aiming at you. It would have come to you. وَمَا لَمْ يُصِبُكَ. And whatever did not touch you, it was not to touch you. So whatever did not harm you, whatever did not come to you, it was written by Allah that it was never going to touch you. Situations, circumstances, and strategies were not enough to move it or bring it. If it did not happen to you, it would never have come to you. And if it came to you, it was written to come to you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, wa'alam, know well, my young boy, know very well, that what? Anna nasra ma'a sabari. That the help of Allah and the assistance of Allah only comes when you are patient, not without patience. Patience and forbearance, they bring the help of Allah. Anna nasra ma'a sabari. Patience and forbearance will bring help and assistance from Allah. It will bring victory. So whenever something happens, don't jump over the place. You become hasty, you become arrogant, we become angry, we want to do this and we want to do that. Have sabr, you will see how Allah's help will come. Be patient, Allah's help will really come. He says, wa'alam, and know well, anna al-farja ma'a al-karbi. Relief will only come to a situation when afflictions have come. Relief will come with afflictions. So when you are afflicted, Allah will bring relief. Then he says, wa'alam anna ma'a al-usri yusra. And know very well that ease will only come when there is hardship. So whenever you are going through a difficult time and there are hardships, Allah has promised that ease will come one day. And whenever we are afflicted with every single thing, Allah has promised relief will come one day. And whenever we are afflicted, if we have patience and forbearance, Allah's help and assistance will come. So mind their respected believing brothers and sisters, whatever situation we find ourselves in, and we are bound to go through difficult times while we live a period of life, no man can say he's free from any headache. And he has nothing to worry about. Every single life is created like that. One to the next, one to the next. Today we will smile, tomorrow we'll weep. That's how life is. But when we are affected, what do? We learn from the tradition. Turn towards Allah, and Allah will change all our situations. Allah's help will come, no matter how grave that situation might be, no matter how scared we might be, no matter how fearful we might be. If we turn to Allah, Allah is the governor and controller, and He will remove those situations from us only if we turn towards Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us this lesson, and let us always remember this teaching for as long as we live. For certainly, we could understand it now, why Ibn Rajab alayhi rahmah has made that statement. Unfortunate is that Muslim who is ignorant of this tradition and the teaching of this tradition. Because whatever we need in this life, to pass this life, it is recorded in that traditions. Our behavior, our conduct, our attitude, the prescription for success in this life, the prescription for getting help from Allah, the prescription for coming out of every difficult situation, right there in that hadith,
It's only for us to practice upon it. Wal akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.